Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, we begin Perek Sheni, the second chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Matnas Aniyim, the gifts of the poor and the safest Zeroyim, which the Rambam continues with specifics now of the obligation of Peya regarding leaving it and regarding how to divide it and distribute that. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding the growths and the type of land that's obligated in Peya. Kol Eichel, any food item, Shegidulav Min Ha'aretz, that grows from the ground, the Nishmer, and it's protected, it's storageable, v'legitasi kulei ka'achas, and it's all harvested at the same time, u'machnisnas likim, the Nishmer is protected, machnisnas likim, and that it could be stored for a long time. So chay v'peva has these criterion, then it's obligated in patient, like it says in the Pasuk, u'v'kutzuchem eskitzer atzchem, that you're going to harvest the harvesting of your land. Which then, if someone has this halacha, then he has these criteria, then he has the halacha of peya. Now, as the Rambam explains, halacha beis. Kol adoim b'lekatzer, and that's what it says, v'kutzuchem. What does it mean, eskitzer atzchem? Whatever is similar to harvesting of like grain, which is what the Pasuk's talking about, b'chamesh drachem elu, in these five ways, then hushachai bepeya. That's what's obligated in peya. Kagain, for example, hatavu with the grain, by kidneys, the legumes, the charuv and the carrots, by goyz and the nuts, by shkedim almonds, by the moinim and pomegranates, by novim and the grapes, by zazen and the olives, by tamarim and the dates, by nevashim and minrakim, whether moist or whether dried or moist or fresh, chukayetz beilu, anything like that. That's going to have the obligation. It has those criterion that we mentioned in Halacha Aleph. Avli satas, but indigo, fua and rubyu, by kidneys, by no things like that. But turn the exam. Oh, those things are mneshein oichel. Because they're not food items, and because they're types of dyes. So it's not included in the category at all, because it said it's oichel shegedulim in the aretz, not an oichel. V'chein kamein and pitrius patrun, so too mushrooms and truffles are exempt, neshein gedulim in the aretz, because it doesn't really grow from the ground, kishua peris aretz, like all other fruits of the land do, because although they grow from the ground, but they don't nourish from the ground, rather they're a fungi, which is, it just grows on the ground, but not from the ground. So there's nothing ownless as potter. There's no one who is there to protect it. Because it's ownless for everybody. So that doesn't have the criterion of nishma. And so too, the figs are exempt. Because one doesn't harvest figs all at the same time. Rather, you have on the tree, the fig tree, what finishes today. There's another fig that's going to finish a few days later. And therefore, that doesn't qualify for likatasa kulikachas. So the vegetables are exempt. Because they don't last a long time. Vegetables go bad very quickly, so it doesn't have machnis naslikim. Hashum va'betzalim chayiv mepeya. Garlic and onions are obligated in peya. And the reason for that is, although they're vegetables, shemiyavshin oisim machnis naslikim, because they dry them and they do last for a long time. So it would qualify for gedulim in the aretz and nishmor likutasukulik achas and machnis naslikim. And v'chein huyimoyi shal betzalim, so to the bulbs, the seeds of onions, which are specific onions that are kept for their seed, that they leave them in the ground to take from them the seed. Again, it has all the criteria, and they would be obligated in peya, but anything similar like that would have the halacha of peya. So that's the type of growths. Now, in halacha gimel says, Ram karko koshi chayevas bepeya. Any size land is obligated in peya, and even if it was that of partners, like it says in the pasuk, ketzer artzachem, the harvest of your land, in the plural, even if there's many owners. Halacha Dalad, the Rambam tells us regarding types of harvesting that would be exempt from peya. So the shekatzeru goyim la'asmam. It is a field that the Gentiles harvested for themselves. Or shekatzeru listim, or bandits went and harvested it. Or kesemun namal, if ants came and ate it up. Or shebrat haruach behemo, or let's say the wind or animals broke the plants. Or is it betrum in the peya? That's going to be exempt from the obligation of peya. Because when it talks about the obligation of peya in the pasuk, it says, b'kutzuchem, when you harvest, and here wasn't the person who did the harvest. Because shechayves hapeya b'kama, the obligation of peya is by the standing grain. What the Rama means to say over here is that even though that he didn't give from the standing grain, you would think maybe he would do from it when it was already in bundles, as we said this in the previous parak. No, that's only when you're obligated in kama. Here, when by kama he was exempt because he didn't do the harvest, the ants or the Gentiles or whatever did it, so that he's not going to be obligated even at a later stage. Halacha hey, katsa chetzia, let's say he harvested half of the field. And then bandits came along and harvested the second half. He's going to be exempt from the obligation of peah. Because the obligation is in the half, which was the second half, that the bandits had harvested. Because it's by the end when you have to leave over the corner of the field. Now, I'm cut, so I'll list them. Let's say the other way around. Let's say the bandits, they harvested the first half. And then he went and he harvested the second half. Then he has to give payah from the measurement according to what he harvested, which was a half, but it was the second half. Let's say he harvested half and he sold half. Here the consumer, he has to actually give payah not from what he harvested, which is the second half. Rather, he has to give him the whole thing. And the reason that is because the person, the owner, doesn't have permission to sell the gifts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore it says if he only sold him after the obligation of pay, which was already obligated, which is actually from the whole field, and the consumer has to give pay from the whole field. Let's say he harvested half, and he was makdish to hektish half of it. So so the one who ever ends up redeeming that half of the field from the treasurer of the Beis HaMikdash, Nisim Pei Lakol, here also, as in the previous halacha, like the Ketzumah, he'd have to give pay on the whole entire field. Let's say Katzah Chetzi V'Higdishoy. Let's say actually he harvests the first half and he sanctifies that first half. So Maniach Menanisha Pei Arula Kol. So he has to leave over from whatever's left in the field, Pei, again, that's fit for the whole entire field over here, because the obligation of Pei on the standing grain was, and what he harvested is on what he had on, it's all obligated on what's left over in the field. Let's say there was a vineyard that was being harvested, the grapes, to sell it in the marketplace. Now he had in mind, whatever's left over, he'll use lagas for the vat, to go ahead and press it and make wine out of it. So if he was harvesting what he's taking for the marketplace from here and from here, from all over, then he has to give payah for what he's harvesting, whatever's the leftovers, for the vat, according to what's left over. And the reason for that is because what he had originally harvested was considered like haphazard, as Ram's going to explain later on. But let's say what he took for the marketplace was from one corner, from one area of the field. Oh, then a reason there's payment on Nisha, Kafiya Rol Khalakim. Then he has to actually give payah from what's left over accordingly for what's correlating to the whole entire vineyard. Why? So he explains. Hoyla Batsam Ruch Achas, since here what he took to the marketplace, he harvested only from one side. So in the Kabitza Arai, and this is what he's forewarning about the previous halacha, the beginning of this halacha, that in the Kabitza Arai, it's not like when someone's harvesting in a haphazard fashion, ma'at mekan, a little bit here, shu'patir, where there he's exempt. No, here he's taken from one side, and therefore it's all considered like one act of harvesting, which therefore he's going to be obligated in the whole thing. In contrast, when he did it here, a little here, so that's not like even considered as katsira, it's harvesting, so if you only have to give whatever's left over according to what you have left over. What you did before was not considered as a katsira, to obligate a payer on that. And the chen kol akoytiv melilis ma'at similar halachas of someone's plucking the small things of grain a little bit here, a little bit here. Machnas basin takes it to his house. I feel a cut of chen kol today. Even if he ends up plucking his whole field, patam aleket and the shechem the pay, he's going to be exempt from the leket, from the shechem the pay. And the reason is because that's not considered as a katsira. Similarly, as Ram explains the next halacha zayin, hakoytiv kol today ukoyim shetugim. If someone harvests his whole field before it was finished, vadan levi shlish, and it didn't yet mature even a third, here's a betura. Again, he's going to be exempt because it's not qualified as a ketzir, as a harvest. Now, if it was at least a third of its growth, then chayevus would be obligated in all the matnas anim. And mechayim appears even so to apply to the fruits of the tree. And nigmur shlish gemurasim, if already finished a third of its maturity, then chayevus is going to be obligated because then it qualifies as a ketzir. But those other halachas, like you're doing it the outright way, haphazard, it's not considered a ketzir, or you're taking the melilis, taking the smaller things. Again, that wouldn't qualify, and then you wouldn't have to give a payo or all the other matnas anim on those which were taken in that way, because it didn't qualify as uvukutzuchem, as kesir atzuchem. Halacha Chaz Ram continues regarding the ownership of the field, regarding as it relates to these halachas. Hamakdish sadehu v'yikama. Someone sanctifies his field with the standing grain. It wasn't harvested yet. Ufidav v'yikama, and then it was redeemed as the standing grain was still there. Chayevus pepeah. So then there's an obligation of peah, because at the time of its obligation, which when it was harvested, it was in the hand of a regular person, whoever redeemed it. Let's say Katsar HaGizba, but let's say no one redeemed it yet. So the treasurer of Hektish, he went and he harvested, doesn't want to go to waste. Then someone came along and redeemed it. Then Batura, then he's exempt from Peyash, Bashas Chiva Peyah. He's a Kodesh, and Chiva Peyah, because at the time of the obligation of the Peyah, which at the time of the harvesting, it was in the possession of Hektish, which is not obligated in Peyah. because it says v'kutzuchem, to exempt when some other entity like Gentiles or Hektish harvested, and therefore there wouldn't be an obligation of payah. Lachatas, nachri shekatsa sadeyu. Let's say a Gentile harvested his own field, and then he converted to Judaism. He's a Peturim in the Peyam in the Lekah, the Meshechah, he's going to be exempt from the matnas name of leaving him with the corn of the field, or the cleanings, or from the bundles. Because, although the halacha of forgetting the bundles only at the time of the bundling, and at that point in time, he was Jewish, but the Pasuk says, v'shachachta embasad, v'shachachta kama, which is, only the one who has forgetting of the standing grain will have the halacha of forgetting of the bundles. Here, when he was a Gentile at that point in time, and therefore at the harvest, he was not Jewish, so then even at that later stage, which would be the obligation of Shikha, he's actually going to be exempt from that too. Halacha Yud. Ein tzirchen poilim goyim liktor. We don't hire Gentile workers to do the harvesting. Because they're not proficient in the laws of leked and peah, and they're not going to let the Jewish paupers come and take the gleanings and the corn of the field. Now, v'msacher, but if let's say someone did hire Gentile workers for katzuf kol and they harvested the whole field, he's still going to be obligated in peah, again, as we said in Parak Aleph, for they have to now give it from the bundles, but the obligation of peah is still there. Lochi Yav the Ram continues regarding how to do peah after the harvest. So, let's say the owner came and he harvested his whole field, did not leave it with the corn of the field. So, like we said in the previous parak, so you have to give him the stalks, also, so to speak, the corn of the field to the poor people. Now, but the inatzochla aser, from that grains, you don't have to give the tithes because it's already considered as the matnas anim, which are exempt from the matnas from ma'aser ami. Now, the noslam riva kotzer mishum pei. Even if he gave the majority of his harvest, he left over as the corn of the field, not all of it, because one's not supposed to give the whole field. But let's say even the majority of the field he's giving as peya. Okay, here's the pasuk in the ma'aser. Those are all going to be exempt from giving as a tithe to the poor people. And the chinim does say even if he not only did he harvest but he even threshed, but for Daniel Lazar he didn't winnow yet. Nice lema pei kun mshiase, he can give the peya before giving meiser. Now avodash v'zara barachas v'mizra, but let's say he already threshed and he did the winnowing with the shovel and the pitchfork v'gomalach, he already finished the whole processing of the grain. Then maaser, then he has to go ahead and first give meiser because the obligation of meiser already started in the field when he finished the processing. And then after he has to get from the tithe produce the measurement of the corner, how much was appropriate for that field, which he does not diminish that from the amount of maize he has to give. And the same halach applies to trees. Halach Beis Ram continues regarding the area of peya, where it is, and regarding the awareness of the owner. So, we don't leave peya, which is the corner, we only leave it at the edge of the field. And the reason is that the paupers should know the place where to come to. And that it should be recognizable for passerbys, that they shouldn't suspect to say, hey, this guy didn't leave over pay. No, they know. They know to look there in the corner. And additionally, because of the trickers, that they should not have in mind that they're going to harvest everything. And he's going to tell those who say, wait a second, he's finishing up at the end of the field. He's going to say, oh, but I left it over in the beginning of the field. So that people shouldn't be crafty in that way. He said, no, it always has to be the corner of the field at the end. More of another reason is, yishmer shah, that the person should not wait for a moment, shein sham adam, that there's no person over there, v'yanachen, he's going to leave it, so to speak, wherever he wants, in the middle of the field, v'yanachen la'anar karbal, he's going to give it to the pauper that's a relative of his. So to avoid that, everyone knows, no, it's at the end of the field. So there are four reasons why it has to be at the end of the field. Now, let's say, aveva necha pei betchil tzasadabem, so let's say the person violated this halacha, and he left over, so to speak, the corner in the beginning of the field or the middle of the field, okay, I raise the peah, then it will be peah. In other words, what it means to say that it belongs to the paupers, and yeah, it will be exempt from terms of maises. But he still has to leave over, at the end of the field, the measurement of peah, which was appropriate for what was left over in the field, after what he had left over from the first, that's not going to be obligated. But whatever's remaining would actually have still the halachic obligation of peah to leave over at the end of the field. Lachid gimel, bal bayis shenosen peah la'aniyim. If the homeowner left over peah, the corner of the field for the paupers, and they said to him, ten lo mitzad zeh, give us from this side. V'nosen mitzad achas, so he gives him on the other side. So zubzub peah, they're actually both going to have the halachic peah. And v'chein bal asad shevish peah ba'am, so the homeowner leaves over the corner of the field and he says, hariz the peah v'gamzu, this is peah and this also. Even if he doesn't say the word gam, he says, raise the pay of vizu, this pay, and this, which is called a yad, which the Rambam learns has the same halacha, they're both going to have the halacha of peya, and the blokes to the paupers. It's forbidden for the workers to harvest the whole field. Rather, they have to leave over the end of the field, like the measurement of the peya. And but the paupers don't have any rights in this, until the homeowner, he separates this corner of the field for his awareness, because he has to designate it as peya. And therefore, if the pauper sees a corner left over at the end of the field, he's not allowed to touch it because of theft, until he knows that this was with the awareness of the homeowner, he has to designate it to make it halachically like peya. Look at this above, the Rambam continues regarding how to have the rights to merit in the peya. So peya, the corner, shall tfu up grain, the kidneys, some legumes, the kizbin, and things like that, mizraman tsarma, from the seeds that are harvested. And v'chim pa'asakem v'ilon, and so to the corner of the vineyard and of the trees, which these are things that are not so high, and there's no danger to go and get them. So nitens b'mechub l'karka, these are given, the corner, when it's still attached to the ground. V'anim bo'iz naisa b'yadim, and the paupers, they plunder it with their hands. And, but, v'in koitz naisa b'magolas, they're not allowed to harvest it with sickles, v'in oikun naisa b'kardumis, they can't chop it down with hatchets, k'desh lo yako ishas reyes, that people shouldn't come to hit their friends. They can have weapons to cut it down. They might come to use it when they're fighting who's going to get it first. Now, but let's say Ratzu Anim L'chalka B'nim. Let's say the paupers, they decide to make a council, make a union. They want to go ahead and divide it amongst themselves, meaning that the homeowner should divide it and distribute it, not that each one should just grab and get it first. Then Haril L'chalkim, so then they could divide it that way. But, Afil Atisha Matisha Oim L'chalik, even if 99 say to divide it, let the homeowners distribute it, and everyone will get a fair share. V'echadim L'avaz, one says, no, I want to, whoever gets it, gets it. So lezeh echad shayim, we listen to this one person, because shama kalacha, because he says according to Allah, Allah is, if it's accessible to people, then we let them grab it first, so we'll go with him. Look at the zayin. Let's say peya shel dalas, but let's say it's the corner of a grapevine which is hanging over a wall, over shel dekel or a palm tree. She'ein ani magim lovers I saw el basakana gedela. The paupers can't get there so high unless we're to great danger. They have to scale the wall or climb up that palm tree, which is very tall. So balabai is murderous. So here the halacha is actually the homeowner brings it down for them. And he distributes it amongst the paupers. Now, the mrats of kulam lovers is last month, but let's say they all decide that no, they want to be able to plunder it themselves, then bison, then they could go ahead and do that. But here, in the reverse of the other case, I feel like Tisham and Tisham lovers, even if 99 say that they want to plunder it, V'echadam L'chalak, one says, no, let's distribute it. Shem and Echad Shem HaKalacha, we listen to that one person saying, according to the halacha, M'chayven Balabayis Lahur L'chalak B'nei, and we obligate the homeowner to bring it down and distribute it amongst them. Look, Yitzhan, the Ram tells us regarding the timings of the matness of the peya. V'shalosh itis bayoyim, three times during the day, M'chalken es hapeh l'anim basad, is when we give the timings of when the division is going to be for the corner of the field, for the paupers of the field. Or if it's the other type, they leave it for them to plunder. What are the three times? B'shachar in the morning, b'chatzayim by noon, u'v'mincha, and later on in the evening, by mincha ketana, like an hour and a quarter before, by 2.5 hours before it gets dark. Now, what's the reason? So, first, the Rambam says, "V'ani shabosh lebez manzeh, a pauper who doesn't come at these times, imanichem eslita, we don't let him come and take." And the reason why is k'dei sheyeh is kavul anim sheiskapta v'kulam lita. We want set times that the paupers know to gather to take it from them, and that's only appropriate, like we know, so that they know when to come. Now, v'lam lo kavul lo es achar b'yam. Why didn't we set a different time during the day? Why specifically these three times? The Rambam explains. V'nei sheyeh shemanias menika is because there's some poor nursing women shetzriches lechel b'tchazem. They have to eat breakfast early in the morning, so we're going to make shachar. Now, there are some younger paupers, they're not awake in the morning. They wake up late. They're not going to get to the field until midday. So we make midday for them. Now, some elderly people, they don't get until later in the day, until mincha time, and therefore we make that third time too. Now, Allah Chaz Ram discussed regarding the way of meriting in the peya. So, if a pauper goes and takes some of the peya, which, okay, you could take it, and let's say you merit it. But let's say he's Vizark al-Ashar, and now he goes and throws it onto the rest, meaning his intention is to acquire somehow by throwing what he already merited on the rest, which is a mistake, because the truth is that's not a type of an acquisition, but he thinks he's going to get it by throwing what he has on top of the rest. Or he falls on it, which is also not a kinyan. Or he covers over his cloak over it. So actually, Kain's nice, we penalize him, and we actually take it away from him, which is going in the case of when he falls on it or he puts his clothing over it. And I felt Masha not like Kain's Yod. And even what he already took, we take away from him. This is the case of where he took some of the pay and he throws on the rest. Vinas Lanachan is given to another pauper because that's not a way of being Kaina. And Mechem Aleket, something applies not just by pay, but also by the gleanings. Mechem Oimer Shikha, so too by the bundles that were forgotten. Someone takes the payah, the produce from the corner of the field, and he says, this is for that pauper, or he's meriting for that pauper. So it depends. If the one who's taking it and being mezakeh and meriting for that person himself is a poor person, since he can merit it for himself, he can merit it for that other poor person. But if he's a wealthy person, so then he doesn't merit it for him because he can't merit it himself, he can't merit it for someone else. Then La Nishlam Sarishan rather gives it to the first poor person that comes next. Alachachav. If a homeowner is putting aside a corner of the field for the poor people that are standing in front of him, and then a poor person comes from behind him and grabs it away, Zachaba, he merits in it. The reason is, because a person cannot merit in the gleanings, or in what was forgotten, or the corner of the field, or v'sela shematzia, or a coin that was found, at shigili other until it comes to his hand. In other words, until he acquires it one of the way acquiring. So although he was setting aside for them to come, but someone else grabs it, he got it first, and therefore he merits it, and it's going to be his, and not the ones that the Balabayis was preparing who were in front of him.